Windscape, Chapter 8, The Escape. Outside, Jenny slid down the slated incline until her shoes bumped onto the flat roof of the porch. Nervously, she glanced back up at the house. Pavel placed his forefinger to his lips and then pointed to the top of a drainpipe a few feet ahead. Jenny climbed over the rough felt until she gripped the top of the pipe. "Will it hold?" she whispered. Pavel looked her up and down. "It held me, but I'm not so sure about you." She gave him a swift punch to the arm. "Hey," he moaned, rubbing his limb. "Come on." He helped Jenny over the edge of the roof and down the drainpipe. A light flicked on above them. A shadow crossed over their faces. "Sandy's room," said Pavel in a hushed voice. "Don't move. He's usually plugged into his Xbox by this time." There was a bark from Lord. "Can we take Lord?" asked Jenny. "No way," said Pavel. "It's going to be hard enough without having a dog in tow." Jenny stared back up at Sandy's window. His outline wavered behind the glass for a few moments and then disappeared. "Quickly," said Pavel, "before he comes back to the window." He snatched Jenny's hand and pulled her across the backyard. Their feet scrunched in the gravel and Lord yelped even louder. They had to duck behind an old ruined building at the edge of the Murdochs' garden. Jenny didn't like these old ruins. The remnants of the Harris whaling industry, they made her uneasy and sad at the same time. In the old days, the whalers dragged the giant corpses up the beaches and then took the various parts of these poor beasts to the buildings for processing. "This place gives me the creeps," said Jenny. "Oil, soap and corsets," said Pavel flippantly. "Horrible," said Jenny. Pavel stepped out of the ruin into the wet field beyond. "Come on, the quad bike is just up that track." As Jenny's eyes became more accustomed to the moonlight, she began to slip and slide less frequently. A barn owl gave her the fright of her life as it glided across her path like a fleeting ghost. Her duffel bag was beginning to annoy her. It banged against her back as she struggled over the wooden spar fence. "I can see the quad bike," said Pavel. "My dad always leaves the keys in the ignition." As they moved through the lambing shed, Jenny could smell the ammonia from the sheep dip. She held her nose as she edged past the deep bath. "You still dip your sheep here?" she asked. "It's cheaper," said Pavel. "We've got ticks all year round now." "It stinks," said Jenny. "It doesn't even keep the ticks off for that long," said Pavel. The lambing shed was deserted, apart from a few rats that scuttled across the wisps of dirty straw at their feet. Pavel whisked the tarpaulin off the quad bike. "Jump aboard, my lady." "You watch too much TV," said Jenny, stifling a smile. She looked down the hill at the Murdochs' house. Sandy's bedroom light was still on. Like a dark monster, a dirty cloud edged across the sky. It blotted out the stars and then swallowed up the moon in one big gulp. The sea breeze strengthened as Jenny climbed onto the quad bike beside Pavel. "Won't they hear this thing starting up?" she asked. "Nah," said Pavel. "We're well out of earshot, and the wind is blowing up from the farm. It's okay." He turned the ignition key and pulled the gear out of neutral. The bike jerked forward, and Jenny ducked as the barn owl returned to its roost. It was harder to see now that the moon had disappeared. She felt the unmistakable ping of a raindrop on her forehead. "We're going to get wet," said Pavel. Jenny could just make out a jumble of creepy stones ahead. They jutted out of the black earth beyond the faint outline of the railings. "Do we have to go past the graveyard?" she asked, her voice thin and listless. "It's only the Murdochs," said Pavel. 7 generations, all stuffed into one plot." "Don't talk about it," said Jenny. Her eyes were wide with fright. "Jenny, do me a favour. Jump off and open the gate. Just watch out for vampires and zombies behind that wall over there." "Shut up," she snapped. "You open the gate." "Oh, for goodness sake," moaned Pavel. "I'm the driver. You're the gate opener." "No way," said Jenny. Pavel stood up on the footrests and pointed at the eerie stones. "They're all dead. It won't take you more than a few seconds to..." "No," snapped Jenny. With a sigh of resignation, Pavel slipped down from the bike and walked up to the gate. He made a series of oohs and woos, ghost fashion, as he moved through the shadows. "Look out behind you!" Jenny screamed. Something ran past Pavel's legs, then jumped right up onto the seat beside Jenny. "Get away!" she screamed again. A long, wet tongue covered her face in drool. "Lord!" they both yelled.